Go those Kings. We were lucky enough to chat with Andrew Gaze yesterday. It was all positive, even being stuck. He even found being stuck in the Auckland airport for 5 hours a positive experience. It was a good team bonding experience. That'll do me. Brad Rosen joins us. Hi, Brad.
Oh, mate, if I lost that game in New Zealand, he wouldn't have been saying that, I'll tell you.
Nah,
that,
that's correct. Isn't it funny? In hindsight, that was a really good experience.
Bonding when you win.
Yeah.
But you know what it's like, though, Brad. Sometimes you can use that as an excuse, can't you? If things don't go right with your prep.
I think it's a great build-up. Yeah. I mean, as a coach, I think you could use that, and Lozzie, you'd know it as well. Hey, guys, this wasn't the greatest preparation, but here's the mental attitude now, and here's where you've got to now. Can you cope with this? Everyone's in it. So, yes, it worked. I agree with you.
Yeah, no, I think it was, in a roundabout way, I think it's a good thing for the Kings going forward. Hey, Angus Brandt, he's had a crack at Andrew Bogut.
Yeah.
Well, Angus, the Sydney boy, played for the Sydney Kings, and he has called the guru, our own Andrew Bogut, he's called him a pork chop.
I love a pork chop.
I tell you what, there's going to be a bit of Angus beef and pork chop tonight in the game. I'll give you that drum. But it's so Perth plays Sydney tonight in Perth, sold out, 13,000 people. This is one versus equal second now, billed as the game of the year, no question, could be a grand final. And the ex-Sydney King player, now Perth Wildcat Centre, has come out and called our own Andrew Bogut, mind you he's from Melbourne, but we'll call him our own, and he's called him a pork chop. Love it. Bring on the game tonight.
Is that a bit of a G-up? Do they get on well and it's just a bit of a promotion, or is it he's talking sort of serious?
I'm going to say there's a bit of seriousness in that. I don't think they've had a lot to do with each other.
Right.
Now, if you read the article, you'll see that Angus, you know, says he's a great player. Well, of course he is. He's a 13-year veteran of the NBA, former MVP, and absolutely former first-round pick, and absolutely dominating the NBL at the moment. But I think there's a bit of truth in this, and I just think I love it that a centre has come out and gone, hang on a sec, I'm not just going to let this guy have all the limelight. This guy's a pork chop, and he's mine. So I love it. Bring it on tonight.
Well, it's good for the game, because I'm going to be watching. As in, you know, I think a lot of people will watch.
Yeah,
given,
absolutely.
Given this type of headline, I'm going to switch on just to see the reaction early.
Well, they will both start, and what I want to see is that first down low chest pump where they go into each other. That is going to be a beauty. But what Angus has got to be careful of now is he has got a wily veteran in Andrew Bogut, and he's seen all of this. This is standard stuff in the NBA. Standard stuff. So now what Angus has got to do, he's got to back that up, and good luck, because Bogut's in great form.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, the Sydney Kings tonight, $2.45 up against the Perth Wildcats, $1.45. I only have one question regarding this. Does Bryce Cotton play for Perth?
Yeah, he does.
Why they're $1.45.
Yeah, he is back. He came back last week, actually, with a thumb injury, and he is ready to go, and I love the way he did it. He wanted to play last week, so he got a bit of game under his belt. I tell you, for the punters, I know I got you a good roughie last week. I called that one for you. I wanted to go the Kings this game to the roughie, but I can't. I've got another one for you, but we'll come to that.
Okay.
Oh. What about Illawarra, mate? How are they travelling?
Yeah, look, they had a fantastic double last week. And I know I was on the show last week with you guys, and I said, I don't know if they're going to get any wins. Well, they went to Cairns and beat them, and that was a great one. But then they went to Adelaide and did them over there as well. So two wins, both on the road. Well done to Rob Beveridge and the Illawarra Hawks. It was a great weekend for them. And they play Sydney on Sunday.
Okay, Sydney Kings on Sunday, $1.67 up against Illawarra, $2.30 at tab.com.au. Are you going with the favourites, or are you going with the Illawarra side at home?
There's my best bet, boys. Sydney Kings to beat Illawarra.
Okay.
I just can't see it. I just think the Kings, they'll come back from Perth, go down the highway and get that done.
Geez, they've got a big week or big month of travel coming up, haven't they? When we spoke to Andrew Gaze on the radio yesterday, he was telling us they've got Perth and they've got Cairns and they've got Wollongong, so they're all sort of over the shop.
Yeah, and I think this can be a positive for them. They get away from home, where there is a bit of pressure sometimes for these guys to play because, you know, in front of the Sydney crowd. Let's get on the road. Let's, you know, hang in Auckland Airport for 5 hours and then go from there. So I think it could be a very positive, but like you said, it could be make or break.
Yeah. I'll tell you know who I thought of last week? When the Kings won away from home, beat Perth, and then they won against the New Zealand Breakers, Brad, I thought of you straight away. You know why?
I love it, Loz.
You know why, mate? Defence.
There it is, Loz.
72 and 70. They limited Perth to 72 and New Zealand to 70 points.
We've been saying, keep them under 80. I must admit, when you said to me you thought of me, I was thinking, well, my wife hasn't said that to me for 15 years. So I love the fact that someone's thinking of me, mate. But that is brilliant. Keep them under 80. You're on it, Loz.
100%.
Exactly. Now, your best bet, Sydney Kings. What's your best roughy, buddy?
Mate, I'm going to go with it. Cairns to beat New Zealand. Now, I need to set this up for the punters. Cairns won the first game of the year and has lost 10 straight. Okay, they are a pork chop at the moment. Right. Okay, so let's just know that. But I think Cairns can get a win against New Zealand. There is a roughie if there's a roughie.
Absolutely, that is roughie. So I'm just going to those odds for Cairns. Cairns at $2.15. up against New Zealand, $1.70. So there you're roughy, $2.15. That's Cairns to beat New Zealand. Your best bet is actually on Sunday, Sydney at $1.67 and knock over the Hawks. Give us one, please.
Well, hang on. I just got to tell you one thing. If you want a little another roughy bet, go the Kings tonight. Go those Kings!
Go there. And, mate, happy Christmas. It's my final day today. So thanks for all your input. And the boys will keep chatting.
Thank you.
They'll keep chatting to you over the Christmas break.
Love working with you boys. You're fantastic. Thanks for having me. Go those Kings.
Go those Kings. Good on you, Brad Rosen.